Hello, this is Gary Hutchins with the Sunny Slope Church of Christ in Omaha, Nebraska, and this is today's Bible class. A short Bible study, about 13, 14 minutes, but every day, 7 days a week, keeping us focused on a relationship with God and growing in our faith at the same time, because faith comes by hearing the Word of God, Romans 10 and verse 17. It also helps keep us focused on our spiritual lives and being in God's Word every day, even for this short period of time, can really help us to be prepared to deal with whatever negatives life throw at us that day. And life throws a lot of negatives. Help people in your life to be able to have this perspective, to be able to grow in their faith by getting them into God's Word, by sharing these studies with them every day through Facebook friends, text messages, and other technological means. Make that commitment today and help somebody in your life. We're going to come back to our line of thought and study. We're talking about some realities of death. Now, we've looked at two very definite realities so far. One is the fact that death is real. Every single one of us is going to die unless the Lord comes again first. The second reality is judgment. We're going to stand before our Lord and Savior's judgment seat after physical death. Now, kind of a base text we've looked at is Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27, where in that one verse it shows both of these realities of death. It is appointed for man to die once, but after this the judgment. So physical death is not the end. I suspect that a whole lot of people, because of the way they're living their lives in ungodliness, unrighteousness, wickedness, sinfulness, not walking with God, I suspect that a whole lot of people, their greatest hope would be that death is the end. It's annihilation. We just cease to exist because they don't want to think about the prospect of having to face eternal judgment for their sinful lifestyle, for their wicked, evil lifestyle. They don't want to think about the reality of hell, eternal condemnation, torment, agony? Well, let's get back to that in another reality here. But let's think about the reality that God has waiting for us if we will live with Him in faithful obedience. Remember, again, that other verse of Scripture wherein we see both ends of the spectrum, both realities of death. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So death being the first reality that we're looking at, physical death, that is a reality. The judgment is the second reality. We must all stand before the judgment seat of Christ and give account of the things done in the body, how we've lived our physical lives on this earth, whether good or bad. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 10. Now, a third reality, where will we be for eternity? And there are only two choices, heaven or hell. Which one will it be, heaven or hell? In Revelation chapter 7, we see a brief image of the saved in heaven, beginning with verse 13. Then one of the elders answered, saying to me, and John is telling what he saw in heaven through this vision, or maybe he was actually there, but I suspect it was more of a vision. But anyway, he's telling what he saw in heaven. One of the elders answered, saying to me, who are these arrayed in white robes, and where did they come from? And I said to them, sir, you know. So he said to me, these are the ones who came out of the great tribulation and washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. In other words, they were baptized for the remission of their sins into Christ. Acts 22 and verse 16, that's exactly what Ananias told Saul of Tarsus he needed to do. Why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling in the name of the Lord. That's exactly what Peter told those Jews on Pentecost they needed to do. Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Acts 2 and verse 38. So Here, John is told in his vision, or maybe he was actually there in heaven, but he came back and wrote this down, came back to his physical life if he was actually there. But I suspect that perhaps it was more of a vision that God was giving him, and he was walking through some scenes in heaven. And so the elder asks him, they're in heaven, who are these you're looking at? Who are these arrayed in white robes? Where did they come from? John basically says, I don't know. You know. And so he responds, the elder responds, these are the ones who came out of the great tribulation and washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will dwell among them. Can you imagine being in the very presence of God? They shall neither, notice this now. What do we experience in life? What negatives can you think of? Struggles, challenges, heartache, suffering, pain. He goes on and says, these shall neither hunger anymore, nor thirst anymore. The sun shall not strike them, nor the heat, nor any heat. For the Lamb is in the midst of the throne, will shepherd them and lead them to living fountains of waters, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Oh my. Absolutely the opposite of the reality of life, physical life in this world, isn't it? Absolutely opposite. Well, we turn to Revelation 21, beginning with verse 3. John writes, I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. And notice this now, characteristics of eternal life in heaven. God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Can you imagine being in a place, being in an existence of a life where there is no pain, no sorrow, no crying, no tears, no suffering, no hunger, none of that? And again, that's exactly the opposite of the reality of life in this world. We experience all of those things, all of those things. But in heaven, those realities will not exist. Now, so what are we talking about? Realities of death? We're going to die physically, unless the Lord comes again first. What's the second reality? We're going to stand before our Lord and Savior in at judgment and give account for how we have lived our lives in this physical existence, in this physical world. And then, either the third reality, death is not going to be annihilation. Again, people who have lived such a wicked life, they may hope, and their best hope would be that physical death will end it all, and they will just cease to exist. There will be no reality for them at all, but that's not what the Scriptures teach us. After physical death, after the judgment, we will find ourselves either with eternal life in heaven, in all the bliss, all of the blessings, all of the wonderfulness that is the reality of life in heaven with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, or we will find ourselves with the other reality that is exactly opposite of that, and that is eternal condemnation in hell. And we're talking about, well, we think we experience hardship in this world, in this physical life. We think we experience suffering. We think we experience pain and sorrow, sadness, loss. We're talking about a place where all of that is multiplied to a degree that we really don't even want to contemplate. We don't want to think about. But it is reality. It is a place where if you could think of all of the worst suffering that we could go through in this physical life, in this world, it will be multiplied many times beyond our imagination if we end up in hell for all of eternity. We don't want to be there. We don't want to have to experience that reality of death. And there will be no getting out of it. Remember the account of the rich man and Lazarus. They both died. Lazarus was ready. The rich man was not. And it wasn't because he was rich. It was because he didn't live his life faithful, dedicated, committed to God. And so the rich man looked up and saw Lazarus afar off in Abraham's bosom. In other words, he was in comfort. But the rich man, because he had not lived a godly life, he found himself in such torments, plural, that he called upon Abraham, "Please send Lazarus to dip his finger in some water and touch it to my tongue, because I am tormented in these flames." So he was in a place of flames, suffering, agony, and he imagined that even Lazarus dipping his finger in some water, not giving him a drink of water, but just dipping his finger in some water and touching it to his tongue would bring him relief. Those are opposite realities. Lazarus was preparing. He was in a place of preparation for heaven. The rich man was in a place already experiencing the realities of hell. We do not want to have to face that reality. And we'll start to dig a little deeper into that reality next time. Let's pray. Father in heaven, help us to open our eyes. Help us to realize that we need right now to get ready for physical death, because after this is the judgment. And after that, it's either heaven or hell. And we're making the choice which one it will be right now while we're still alive physically. Help us, Father. Guide us to make the right choice, we pray. And guide us to live to your glory. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.